蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在今天的节目当中，我们要来开始一个新的系列。这个新的系列呢，就会讲到跟运动相关的一群人。朋友，你平时喜欢什么样的运动呢？那李诺自己呢，可能平时比较喜欢去爬爬山或者是一些徒步。当然呢，时间比较充足的时候呢，可能会有其他的项目。但是因为本身身体呢不是特别的怎么说呢，匀称或者说是轻盈，所以呢也不太能够去支持长时间的这种剧烈的运动。不过最近呢，我自己一直常常在有一些运动项目，比如说打篮球啊，或者是一些跳跃的项目，是因为最近身体出了一些状况，需要通过运动来调整。我常常在想啊，有的时候我们运动到底是为了什么呢？难道只是为了身体的健康吗？又或者是为了保持一个比较健美或者说外观看起来很好的形象呢？运动可以达到这样的效果，不过我想应该不能成为我们真正的一个目标吧。其实我们知道有很多基督徒的运动家，又或者说是他们在运动方面、健身方面非常的有能力的人呢，常常也会分享到一点，那就是我们的身体是神的殿。所以我们要好好的保重我们的身体，好好的来照顾我们的身体，让我们有一个健康的体魄的同时呢，其实我们这个时候呢，也是跟神发生一个亲密的关系，同时也是预备自己随时的能够响应神的呼召，去完成神要我们做的事。当然我们在今天节目当中，查尔斯要跟我们分享的并不是做健身的或者什么，他要讲到的是一支特别的球队，是美式足球。美式足球其实就是橄榄球嘛，那橄榄球在美国真的可以说是大小通吃的，就是上到老下到小都是非常喜爱的，所以无论是任何的比赛呢，都能够吸引很多的人去观赛。那么同时呢，我们知道在美国想要成为一支优秀的美式足球的球队也实在是不容易的。那在美国的美式足球界有一支球队就非常特别，它的特别之处到底在哪里呢？我们一起来听一听查尔斯的分享。
What is it about a football game that's so electrifying? Two teams facing off on the gridiron, seeking ultimate glory?And it really doesn't matter what level we're talking about.
在美国，美式足球受欢迎的程度是我们难以想象的。两个球队在球场上对垒，想尽方法争夺最后的光荣。无论是哪一级别的比赛，都会引起轰动。
We all know the Super Bowl is almost a religious event, but college football has almost the same amount of viewers. Cities across America shut down for the Friday night lights of high school football.
我们都知道美式足球职业级的超级碗决赛是让人有如好像信仰的虔诚和炙热的。大学联赛同样的疯狂，到了星期五傍晚，全美国的大小城市商店都会提早关门，大伙儿都留在家观看球赛。
Over 1 million high schoolers play football, making it the most popular high school sport.
在全美国有超过100万高中生都在玩美式足球，使美式足球成为高中生最爱普及的运动。
Remember that moment when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl back last February? For the city and its fans, it was a moment they'd been waiting for all their lives.
费城苍鹰足球队在2018年2月在超级碗的决赛中夺得冠军，可以说是整个费城和他的粉丝所期待已久的一刻。
But what I find so interesting is that many of the key players on the Eagles...Like quarterbacks Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, their number one desire is to bring glory to the name of the Lord, even more than winning the Super Bowl.
但是我感到兴趣的却是在这个冠军球队里有好几位基督徒，包括其中著名的球员温家生和富尼克。 他们最首要的渴望是要荣耀主的名字，甚至比赢得超级碗更加重要。
Today, we're going to be joined by sports writer Joshua Cooley. He spent a year with several of the Eagles who called Jesus Savior and Lord. Little did Josh know how special that year was going to be.
今天我们要来资深体育记者来接受访问，高约书。他花了一年长的时间跟苍鹰队的几位称耶稣为救主的球员相处。高约书没想到这一年是如此特殊的。
We're looking at the Philadelphia Eagles in the next few minutes, and particularly how many Christians play on that football team.
今天我们来了解一下美国著名的美式足球队费城苍鹰队，尤其是在这个足球队里有多少个基督徒。
In fact, that team has had a Bible study for the last 30 years. So when I heard about a new book just out called The Biggest Win, I had to meet up with Josh Cooley. He's a longtime sports writer, but he's also a pastor. And he spent the last year talking with six of the Eagles who know and love. I asked Josh to share with us what it's like on the inside with the team.
事实上，这个球队在过去三十年内一直举行查经聚会，所以当我听到有一本刚出版的书《最大的胜利》，我就跟作者高约书碰面。高约书是一位资深的体育记者，他也是一位牧师。他去年花了一年时间跟苍鹰队的六位队员交流。我要问问他这个球队的内部消息。
I would say their faith, it really stands out, and the number of guys on the team is definitely unique. That's actually one thing that really stood out to me when I got to know them.
我会说他们的信仰是非常突出的，其中队里有几位是十分独特的。当我认识他们多一点的时候，就发现他们的突出之处。
When I first became involved with them and their team was for a Bible study magazine story. I started writing on them in the spring of 2017. The article came out in the fall of 2017. So as I was writing that story, I was just so impressed with their faith, their knowledge of God's word, their desire to come together in Christian community.
我第一次跟他们接触，那是为了一份杂志去访问他们有关查经小组的故事。我是在2017年春天着手写这篇报道，到了2017年秋季才出版。我在写作时，他们的信心、对神话语的知识和他们渴望与基督徒走在一起的意愿，都给我留下深刻的印象。
That's not something I had seen much over my 20-plus years as a sports writer, and certainly not something that I had seen a collective body of Christians on a professional sports team do together. So I thought, wow, I wonder if there's something here than just one magazine story.
这是我过去二十多年作为体育记者所未曾见过的，肯定在职业运动队伍中从来未遇到过的。因此，我很讶异，相信这不是一个平凡的报道故事。
So I pitched the idea to New Growth Press, the publisher. They liked it. I went back to the players, the six players that were featured in the magazine. They all thought the idea was great, which thrilled me. And the book really took off from there.
于是我把出版一本书的想法向出版者提出，他们喜欢这个构想。后来我回去找那六位队员，就是那篇杂志文章报道中访问的那几位。他们都赞同出书的想法，让我感到兴奋。出书的项目计划就是从这里诞生。
You know, sometimes, Josh, fame can go to your head, even if you're a Christian. But these guys were practicing their faith with sincerity before they got famous.
约书，你知道，虽然你是基督徒，名利这东西还会在脑海中浮现的。只是这几位老哥在他们出名之前已经很诚恳地践行他们的信仰。
Tell us a little bit about these guys that you sat down with and started talking to with the Eagles that love Jesus.
请你更多地分享这些球员怎样在苍鹰球队中爱耶稣的见证。
Yeah, again, that's the thing that really drew me to them is they were so passionate about their faith. They're so passionate about their knowledge of God's word. I mean, when I first met these guys, they were just quoting scripture left and right.
对了， 他们是那么热切地活出他们的信仰，这就是他们吸引我的原因。他们对神的话语是满怀热诚的追求。我的意思是，当我刚刚认识他们的时候，感受到他们已经很懂得灵活地引用圣经章节。
They knew God's word. They knew it well. They were passionately pursuing Bible study together. They were telling me stories about how they would get up early in the morning or stay up late at night to do individual study, to do corporate study.
他们非常熟练圣经，并且热衷于一起查考圣经。这些球员告诉我，他们怎样大清早起床，或是在深夜还不愿睡觉，坚持个人研读圣经，跟别人的成员一起查考的努力。他们的职业足球员的生活非常忙碌，压力也很大。
Just all the things they would do to make it work for them in the very busy NFL, you know, schedules that they have to keep. They were just pursuing the love of Christ. And, you know, they do this when no one's watching, and they do this when 70,000 people on a Sunday afternoon are watching. And so that's the story that I wanted to tell.
他们却用尽方法来挤出时间来实践学习圣经。职业足球员在球季里要到处比赛，行程是极紧凑的。当然，他们所做的是私底下的，没有人在监督，只是因为他们渴望基督的爱，不像在星期天下午在球场里有70,000人观赏他们那样。
I'm headed down this narrow road, chosen by a few. And all that I know is you told me to follow you.I'm taking a risk and leaving it all, not knowing what I'll go through. But I'm not alone as long as I follow you. So when my life's a leap of faith, I can hear you say, well done.
If you're an Eagles fan, and I know not everybody listening to the program is, you know Carson Wentz suffered a major knee injury during the 14th week of last season against the Rams.
我知道听众当中不一定有机会观赏美式足球比赛的。不过你是苍鹰队的粉丝的话， 你一定会记得，在上一个球季第14周的时候，苍鹰队的灵魂队员温家生在跟公羊队比赛时，他的膝盖遭到重创。
If you're not a football fan, that was just a couple of weeks before the Eagles made it to the playoffs. Wentz was considered a potential most valuable player for the league, and he had really led his team close to the playoffs. But his injury put him out for the season.
那个时候，距离季后赛只有两个星期。温家生当时被一致看好会当选美式足球全国联盟的最有价值球员。他已经带领他的队友接近季后赛，只是他现在受伤了，要退出该球季余下的赛事。
Imagine the disappointment. You're one of the best players in all football. Your team is heading for the Super Bowl, and you can't play ball because of a major injury.
可以想象那个失望的心情。你是全联盟的其中一位最优秀的球员，并且你的球队即将进军超级碗，你却因为受了重伤，无法走进球场参与比赛。
I asked Josh Cooley to explain what this experience was like for Wentz and how his relationship with his backup quarterback, Nick Foles, who was also a brother in the Lord, was when Nick took over the team and led the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
我请高耶稣向我们解释一下当时温家生的感受，同时也请他谈一下温家生跟他的四分卫弗尼克的交情。弗尼克也是主内的弟兄，他把领导的棒接过来，要带领苍鹰队向超级碗迈进。
Carson was on his way to an MVP season, and then, you know, week 14, he gets injured against the Los Angeles Rams, and Nick comes in just really cold off the sideline, and he leads his team to a Super Bowl.
加生在那个球季表现优秀，向着全国联盟最有价值球员的宝座前进。在第14周跟洛杉矶公羊队比赛时候受了伤，尼克刚好补上，非常突然的，他肩负了带领队友进军超级碗的任务。
And no one other than the guys in the locker room think that he can do it. I mean, it was remarkable, and that's what made the season so amazing. But it's the brotherhood that these guys had that is even more amazing than what Nick did on the field. They genuinely love each other.
没有人认为尼克可以完成任务的，除了他们的球员天一室里的几个老朋友。我说这是非常出色的，也使到球技充满惊喜。只是那些兄弟们的兄弟之情甚至比尼克在球场上的表现更令人惊喜。他们之间真情的彼此相爱。
And I've spent a lot of time talking to Carson, a lot of time talking to Nick,And these guys genuinely love each other as brothers. Carson genuinely supported Nick, and Nick genuinely felt bad and loved his Christian brother Carson, while Carson was on the sideline, healing from his injury.
我花了很多时间和加生交谈，也用了不少时间跟尼克聊。他们两兄弟实在是很关心对方，就像两兄弟一样。加生诚心实意地支持尼克，尼克也为他的主内弟兄加生感到十分难过，因为加生受了伤，无法上场比赛，得坐在旁边观赛。当大家都在争取成为队里第一名的四分卫。
So it wasn't a vicious kind of dog eat dog kind of thing, you know, as they're, you know, going for the number one quarterback spot like you see so many other places in sports.It was just two guys supporting each other in whatever role they had at the time.
他们之间没有那种斗个你死我活的情绪，就好像在许多运动比赛中常看到狗咬狗的情形。这里没有，只看到两位男士在彼此支持。从他们所要肩负的角色上，他们毫无保留地支持对方。
The backup quarterback, Nick Foles, loves Jesus as well.He was close to retiring before last season began, but decided he'd stick around one more year. And it's been so special to see what God had in store for him.
尼克是后备四分卫，他也是爱主的信徒。他原先在上一球季结束时打算退役的，后来决定多留一年。看到神为他所预备的， 真的是超乎想象的。
Nick went on to lead the Eagles to the playoffs, and then to win the very first Super Bowl in the team's franchise history. And Nick ended up winning MVP for his performance in the big game.
尼克接过加盛留下来的棒，继续带领苍鹰队闯过季后赛，最后更加为球队赢得了总冠军。而尼克更因他在大赛中出色的表现而获得全国联盟的最有价值球员的荣誉。
That was Nick Foles, who got to start 6 games for the Eagles and was given an unbelievable platform to glorify his savior while doing.
富尼克带领苍鹰队参与6场比赛，他在球赛中出色的表现使到足球场成为他荣耀神的舞台。
Nick goes to seminary in the offseason, can you believe it? And he says that when he retires, he wants to become a pastor.
尼克在球季中间休息时，他去了神学院学习。你相信吗？他说他退役后希望成为一名传道人。
I asked Josh Cooley, who spent a lot of time with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz and many of the Christians from the Eagles, to share what we can learn from these guys, whether we love football or not.
高约书曾经有很长的时间跟富尼克和温家生还有苍鹰队中的基督徒相处。我请他分享一下，我们可以从这些球员身上学到什么？无论你喜不喜欢美式足球，究竟有什么是我们可以学习的呢？
For athletes, for non-athletes, I think it's a question we all ask in life. You know, why are we here? Why do we do what we do? What's the purpose in life? And for these 6 specific players, you know, they've answered that question by saying, I'm going to do what I do every day, play football for the glory of God.
不论你是否是一个运动员，我想每一个人都会问，我为何在这里？为何干我现在干的事？生命的目标是什么？而这6位独特的职业足球员都一致地回答这问题。他们说，我会继续做我每天在做的事，就是打球，为荣耀神来打球。
And so I would want anyone who reads this book to walk away saying, whether I'm an athlete or whether I'm maybe not an athlete,You know, what's the purpose of my life? And I would challenge that reader to consider saying, I want to live my life for the glory of God. I want to live my life for the glory of something greater than myself. It should be for the glory of the one who created me.
所以我希望我写的书的每一个读者在读完这本书之后，无论是一个运动员或不是一个运动员，都会发出这样的问题，我为何而活？而我向每一个读者发出挑战，希望你能决心，我希望我的生命能够荣耀神。我希望为着荣耀比我自己生命更重要的事物来活，那就是为荣耀创造我的那位。
That's what Nick and Carson and the rest of these guys have chosen to do, and that's what I would challenge the reader to do. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God.
那正是富尼克和温家生和其他的几位球员所做出的选择，这正是我要挑战读者去做的抉择。哥林多前书10:31这样说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Now, didn't that excite you just a little bit in your faith? No matter what line of work you're in, or what you call for pleasure, what sport you watch, or even participate in, God can and will use your gifts and talents for His glory.
现在这分享对你的信仰会不会有一点刺激呢？无论你是干哪一行的，或是你喜爱的娱乐，喜欢观赏和投入何种运动，神会使用你的恩赐和才干来荣耀他自己。
In our culture,We're attracted to the glitz and the glamour of big games like the Super Bowl. But if you ask any of the Christians on the Philadelphia Eagles, they would be the first to say that living for Christ is far better than the fame or fortune the game can offer. When our eyes are on the real prize, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jesus. Then we can live out our faith so that it points people to Him and gives glory to His name.
在美式文化中，大部分的人都好像被超级碗的运动盛世的荣耀与光环所吸引。 只是你问费城苍鹰队中任何一位基督徒，他们都会争着说，为基督而活比任何球赛所赋予的名誉富贵更好。当我们注目在真正的奖赏，就是耶稣基督，我们就能活出信仰，并且引领人到主跟前，并且荣耀主的名。
Paul and Silas bound in jail, got no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Paul and Silas thought they'd lost. The dungeon shook and the chains fell.
在今天的这一篇信息当中，主要的内容就是查尔斯跟高约书之间的对话。他们对话的一个焦点，或者他们围绕的中心呢，就是美国的费城的苍鹰队。可能有朋友关注美式足球呢，你就会知道这个球队所经历的以及他的荣誉。当然，李诺呢平时并不是特别的关注到体育项目，特别是美式足球本身，在我身边的美式足球也不是特别的盛行，所以说呢，我也很难跟大家介绍更多有关美式足球或者是费城苍鹰队的一些信息。但是就像节目当中查尔斯和高约书所说的，事实上无论你是不是运动员，或者你喜不喜爱运动，在这一群的运动员身上，这一群基督徒运动员身上，我们能够看到那个宝贵的生命特质，那就是无论做什么都是为荣耀神而活。常常我们会疑惑，我们现在所做的到底有什么意义？从这支球队这些基督徒的身上，我们看到无论你在做什么，只要不是违背神心意的，你就要明白我是要为了神的荣耀而做的。甚至说无论你现在在做什么，如果你想到你的生命是要为了荣耀神的话，那么我想在你面对任何的抉择的时候呢，你就一定有一个清晰的方向。所以说呢，在我们现在这个社会当中，可能很多人都很迷茫，不知道明天的方向，但是上帝会指引我们的方向。就像圣经当中所说的，人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引我们的脚步。上帝指引我们一步一步的往前行。朋友，你渴望有上帝这样的带领吗？欢迎你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。